So today Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can command a mulberry tree to be uprooted and fly into the sea. Have you seen those companies around that move trees, like big trees? These giant spades that pick up like a 20-year-old tree and move. I wonder what they think about these words. They're probably thinking, that's not good for business for us. Not big fans of faith, maybe. But if we can't make trees fly like that, what does that mean? That we don't have any faith, or that our faith is just so small that it's microscopic? If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, could it be that our lives are so full of all kinds of other stuff that it feels like we don't have room even for something the size of a mustard seed, for faith that comes from God? We know how this is. You don't need me to tell you. The things that clutter our lives don't need to be big, particularly if there's a lot of them. It is so easy to lose sight of the things that really matter when we get so busy with the stuff of life. You know, weeds in the lawn and getting new tires for the car and, going to work and fitting that in. Getting kids here and there. What to make for dinner. When to find time to do housework. The pace of our lives can leave us feeling overwhelmed and just packed to the gills. And when we live like that, we might feel like we don't have enough room or enough time for God. And it might even feel like, one more thing I got to do now. One more thing I have to try to fit into this already overfull life. And then here's the hard question we're probably too polite to ask. Do we really want faith? See, the deal is, we human beings, we're pretty powerful. We can make a lot of things happen when we want, how we want, all by ourselves. And the mere notion that we need God in our lives can feel sometimes like an insult or as a sign of weakness. But it's not. See, faith, trust in God, is not weakness. It is a sign of strength. And God's strength that is stronger than we are, living in us so that we can stand up to evil and wrong and darkness in this world, so that we will live by a higher standard. But because we like to think we are self-reliant, we get so busy trying to prove it, and our lives just get more and more full. So is your life so full that there feels like there's no room for God, even in a compact form the size of a mustard seed? Well, I hope not. See, the thing is with a mustard seed is when mustard is planted, it spreads more than you can ever imagine. I know I told you a couple years ago that at our old house, one year I thought I was going to be really self-reliant. See, there's that self-reliant part I'm preaching to, right? We make pickles. I wanted to plant everything we need for pickles. So cucumbers, dill, onions, garlic, even the mustard seed. So I probably told my neighbor, said, hey, I'm even planting mustard. He said, no, you're not. I said, yeah, I am. He said, no, it's going to spread like crazy. He said, nah, I'll be in charge of this. Well, he was right. It spread and spread and spread and spread. We could not get rid of it. It was all over the place. We sold the house. Well, that's how God works in our lives. God fits into those places even when we think there's not enough room, into those cracks and places that feels like holes. And God's gift of faith grows and it spreads. Now, at first, we might think it's not something we want, but it turns out to be exactly what we need. Faith from God growing in us to fill us with hope and bringing us the centering and peace we need, even if we don't think we need it. Now, of course, living in this world, we assume bigger is better and bigger is stronger. Nope. Jesus tells us that small is even better and small is stronger because God is small enough to fit into our crowded, full, busy lives. The God who created the universe, the God who banged the Big Bang and put all the forces of creation in place, that God, that one, is small enough to fit into our lives and into our souls. God fits in between all the things we believe and think we can prove and understand. So if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, our understanding of faith and what that means can get a little tricky because we are in the habit of using the terms faith and belief interchangeably as if they mean the same thing. But they don't. They are different words. In simple terms, belief is knowing about God. Faith is knowing God. You hear the difference, right? Belief comes from us. It comes from our minds. It's often about what we can prove, the way we want things to work, assumptions we make about God, what God should do. And one of the problems with belief alone is when our attempts to make our experience of God make rational sense, they don't work because our world is defined by proof and evidence and experimental design. Belief is our attempt to use those methods to try to understand God and our spiritual selves. But those tools have their limits because they are not designed to measure faith. It's kind of like trying to measure the depth of your love for somebody with a tape measure. How do you do that? And then if it doesn't work, does that mean you don't love them? No. It just means we're using the wrong tool. We're trying to use the wrong thing to measure what love is. Okay. Belief becomes a thing that we are tempted to hang on to, wanting our definitions and our certainty. In faith, God holds us different. Now, belief might even help us at times, but it can also get in the way when God works in ways that don't match our beliefs or in ways that we can't measure or prove. And truth is, sometimes it's just hard to believe. Some people say faith is irrational. And it is. And it's supposed to be. Because it's not a rational thing we can prove or measure. It's about our experience and it's about love. If you doubt what that is, have a kid or two sometime. And see what it's like to love somebody who doesn't always love you back, who stretches you in ways you never knew you could be stretched, who leads your heart to grow so you can love even more. See, God starts with us, with a love that we can't earn, a love that accepts us just as we are. And God is not out to take over our lives and run them for us. Oh, no, just the opposite. Our God wants for us to live our lives fully so that we do more than go to work and drive our kids here and there and shop and cook and chase dust bunnies. God has given us life to enjoy, to live without fear, and to live with joy. And the God who knit us together knows exactly what we need for that. Endless love, compassion, and forgiveness. That's what we need. No matter how full life might seem, there is room for God to enter in. Small is better. Jesus said, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can command trees to fly into the sea. Now, by itself, that may not seem like a real useful thing, but let's not get too literal with it. What it describes is the power of something that seems so small by the standards of the world, but holds enormous power. So instead of sending trees flying, we send other things flying. Evil, hate, vindictiveness, injustice, and fear. And we send all that flying with a power of faith that is small enough to fit into our lives, even when it's hard to believe. That's what it means to be a Christian in this world today. Not trying to make others conform specifically to our beliefs, but loving them. Jesus does not call us to do anything other than love others. The rest is up to God. May God be small enough to fit into the cracks and holes in your busy lives. May you feel the peace and security that comes from God holding you in faith, even when it's hard to believe.